Well, good afternoon, Audio Boo, Titan at Turbo Screen. Well, welcome to Whitby Bay. I think we should call it Windy Bay, to be honest. It's absolutely blowing a flipping gale. It's grey, it's cold. Oh dear. I could have done with another base layer on, actually. I'm quite cold now, but never mind. Needs must. So, we are waiting. Two non-tired hikers. I've just been tweeted. I checked in at Whitby Bay Beach. I was listening to a couple of audio boos while I was in the car. And apparently they're heading back. No, not really. So we're walking down the beach. See to my left. And we're awaiting the imminent arrival in about an hour's time over. Of All One Word and Dean Reed after their, I know he didn't say epic at the time, but I think it's turned into a bit of an epic, what with injuries and hospital visits and unscheduled stops and delays. So I'm going to call it an epic even if they don't. So while I await their arrival, I wanted to sum up my week's holiday. I've got some audio to publish, or I may have already published by the time you hear this. The one snag with recording with the Zoom is you can't immediately publish things. So I'm going to have to probably go wait to my uncle's maybe and stick it on the laptop. Maybe when I get home, so I'm not sure when you'll hear this. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon, about 25 past 2, Friday the 23rd of May 2014. So what starts off as a lovely sunny day on the Sunday I think it was the 19th, I had a bad start to the week really. I got stuck on the M6 motorway going north, not far from Blackpool. Place called Lancaster, just north of Blackpool. Got stuck on there for 4 hours while the emergency services dealt with an accident and they closed the motorway. So that was that. So it took me nine hours to get from Birmingham to Carlisle, which is 200 miles, so it should really take 4 hours. But that was okay once I settled in my uncle's. Then of course Monday was my part of the Hadrian's Wall trek. This beachside cafe with all its seats on the beach all smashed up. So blown away in the wind. So it was my part in the trek on the first day, which the audio has already been put up for that. And that was a fantastic day. I really enjoyed that. 22 miles. And the weather was fantastic. We were really lucky with the weather. In fact, it was too hot. We stopped every 5 miles. So we stopped. On probably the 5 mile mark. Then we stopped again, a bit further towards Carlisle. I was going to peel off, but I decided I'd carry on. And I'm glad I did. I don't think my feet were quite as glad as I was. It resulted in 4 big blisters on my feet. Mostly on the soles of my feet. And one on my heel. So today, Friday, is only the first day really I've stopped hobbling. So that was Monday. So I was quite pleased to do 22 miles. I've never walked that far before in my life. So Monday, then Tuesday, I drove north across country to the famous, I don't know, is it a city or is it a town? A Bathgate? Where I wanted to see McColgan and Ema which I had a good couple of days there. Met up with him, Colgan. He kindly bought me a pint of Guinness in the Fairway Hotel. I think I've done a bit about that, so I'm not sure if I've uploaded it or not, I can't remember, but there is a boo mentioning that. And I've also recorded a simultaneous boo, Colgan and I, which I've I need to edit up. So I recorded mine in 4 channel, and now on the pebble part of the beach. I recorded it in the 4 channel, so I need to put the software on just to make the sound levels okay. I'm not sure if McCulkin did the same. At the time of recording this boo, he'd get to edit that. And then I've got a recording of me and Ema. It's Paul Freeman. It was nice to see him. We had a wonderful hour or so in the same pub. I think the barber thought I was a bit of an idiot, bringing two different boobs in 2 hours later for a pint. A bit of a laugh and joke about that. Again, I think I said that in the previous boo. So that was that. So it was nice to see Paul, and we had a good chat. Even though Paul doesn't really boo these days. We got on like a house on fire, if I can speak. Just with a wing. And a really nice bloke is Paul. So if you don't follow Ema on Audio Boo, then try and make a habit of following you if you can. He doesn't boo that often these days. He's a really nice chap. So thank you, Paul, for the meet up on the Chinwag. And then on Wednesday, I spent probably most of the day going to see the 4th road and rail bridges. So I spent a couple of hours at South Queens Ferry. I was still hobbling at that stage, I couldn't do much walking, so I was walking a few hundred yards and stopping. Walking another few hundred yards, stopping. Managed to make onto a small pier. Took a fair amount of photographs. I've done a couple of audio boosts from that, I think. Again, those have got to go up yet. And it was nice to hear the trains coming across. And then I managed to get up to a station, and you can look right down the lines of the bridge. If it's that long, you can't see the other end. But it's nice to get a view of what the train drivers see. So I managed to get back to the car. Then I drove over the 4th Road Bridge. So that was fantastic. And you can quite clearly see where the new road bridge is going to be built, right next to it. And then I went to North Queens Ferry and I had an hour or so there. By that time it was absolutely baking hot, it was fantastic weather. It was just like middle of summer. So I spent a good amount of time taking photographs of the bridge and looking at the ironwork. I was on the side where there was more ironwork to see. And then I drove back to the Diggs and Bath Gate. And I then went to see the Kelpies. And that's a fantastic thing. If you're ever in that location, you need to go and see the Kelpies. 2 iron horses made out of a patchwork of, well, I'm assuming it's iron. It might be stainless steel, I don't know. They're absolutely huge. Must be 100 foot tall, and so I spent probably an hour there, and they built a new canal basin there. So I had to take a few photographs of that. I didn't record any audio from there, because I wanted to go to see the Falkirk Wheel, but unfortunately I missed the Falkirk Wheel by about 10 minutes because they've got some gates. By the time I got there, they were closed. So I had to abandon the Falkirk Wheel. I actually saw it from the edge of the car park, so that wasn't too bad. So I've actually seen it. So then headed back to my digs. And Thursday, I got to spend a good couple of hours in the company of McColgan, my dear friend McColgan. And we had a cup of coffee in his kitchen, and I've seen where he called his morning thoughts booze. Not quite as I imagined, but certainly some lovely birdsong there, and I've stood under the lee of the shed, and it was just nice to put a picture to the morning thoughts, where Matt talks his stuff in the morning, opens his thoughts to us all. And then I took him for a spin in my car, she enjoyed that, and I had a good tour of Mary's new car, and some toys on that, I tell you. It's got four cameras on it, keyless entry, so you can see where you're reversing, you can see if you're going to curb your car, you can see the camera down the side each side. Got parking sensors and all sorts, it's absolutely fantastic. So we compared notes on our cars. So that was nice. And so we had a cup of coffee, we chatted just like two old friends, even though we'd never really met before. And that's the power of audio, isn't it? You can talk to somebody and then meet them, and the conversation just carries on. And then we recorded a special bit of audio, which I'm not sure if that's public yet, but we recorded a special direct message to somebody. So maybe by the time we hear this, that'll be up in public. I'm sure it will go public. We enjoyed doing that. I walked through the park with Mac. So that was Thursday. So I then, Thursday afternoon, I drove down to Berwick-upon-Tweed, and I went to Holy Island. I didn't really go around the island because the weather was closing in, it was getting cold and grey, and at that time I'm still hobbling on my feet, so I couldn't really walk too far. So I went down to Bamborough Castle, walked along the beach, recorded an audio boo, which I think I published, I'm not sure. Then I went back to the hotel and listened to a few audio boos, and then this morning, Friday, I've driven down to Whitley Bay, where I'm recording this from now. In the cold and growing wet and damp, and yes, I've had a fantastic week. I've seen some wonderful sights. I've met two lovely people. I've had an enjoyable day with All One Word and Dean Reed. Two more fantastic friends that I found on Audio Boo. I just love it. So from a cold and wet, windy Whitley Bay, just next to the Spanish city, I'll sign off and await the arrival of All One Word and Dean Reed. So once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boo.